I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. So good to have you here. I did see a little bit of sunshine. I don't know where the sun went, but hopefully it'll come back out again. We can only hope. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. Yes, indeed it is. We say hello to State Rep Greg Van Workum. I was going to tape this interview, but he got here early and we have time to talk to him, so let's do it. You were at a chamber breakfast, correct?
I was, yeah. Right smack across the street at the Kirby House.
It was at the Kirby.
It was a quick little jaunt over to the studio here, and I even got to hear Panic at the Disco on your station as well.
I bet you your kids like that band. I'm sure they do. I actually like that song, Panic at the Disco. So a pair of bills have been approved by a State House committee. Will soon be up for a full House vote to change the upcoming minimum wage hike and paid sick time law. Let's talk a little bit about this. I mean, I know where you're at on this, but where is the House on this?
This is one that's kind of been glaring in the face for quite some time when the Supreme Court ruled that you couldn't do adopt and amend, which is far much longer to explain than what we have here for this radio segment.
Okay.
But this was the reason why House Republicans left during lame duck. This is an issue that businesses are making business decisions right now about employees and families' lives. It's one that we have to fix. It deals with tip wage, minimum wage, paid time off, and we got to get it right. It's still going to seem very overhanded government overreach, but it's a lot better than what's coming down the pipe. And what's coming down the pipe on February 21st was actually created from a group out of California. And it was a ballot proposal that was going to force this on all Michigan businesses. And it doesn't fit for all Michigan businesses. It doesn't fit for hardly any Michigan businesses. But now we have to deal with this and try and get it right so it doesn't have such a negative impact on the state of Michigan.
You don't have a lot of time to get it right.
We don't. The court ordered date to put in place the original ballot proposal is February 21st. So we did a special select committee, which you referred to, that passed the bill out, the House version bill out on Thursday with unanimous support. And now I expect that it'll be on the House floor on Wednesday, and we need the Senate to act.
Okay.
We need the Senate. We feel our bill is superior to theirs, and the business community likes our bill better than the Senate. And I think workers are going to like our bill better than the Senate, particularly the tip wage folks.
Okay. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks says one of her top goals for the next 2 years is expanding the Freedom of Information Act to the legislature and governor's office. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we've had these bills come before the House, I think, twice since I've been elected. I've supported them. There's some nuances in there to make sure that constituents' information it remains private. We have a lot of constituents that contact our office with help with VA or the Treasury Department and just some personal information.
Sure.
That you need to make sure that remains private. We hear about this every time. I know the media is very interested in the FOIA stuff.
Sure.
I don't think I've ever had a constituent come up to me and ask me about it. It's not necessarily on the public's mind.
No, it's
in
not.
Any way.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the media is going to be trying to dig for and search for, but I don't really have anything to hide. I think there's just some sensitivity issues as it relates to FOIA. I think the bigger issue is some more transparency things, particularly as it relates to appropriations requests.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's ways to do that without having some of the problems with FOIA is just the amount of requests, and you don't have the staff to provide what people start asking for. You can talk to any municipality and state department that gets a little tedious.
Talk to Ottawa County.
Right. It gets a little tedious and expensive, but I think there's better ways to create more transparency in the process.
And what better? How? What would you do?
I think with appropriations requests, you put the member that requested the whether it's an earmark or an enhanced grant or mm-hmm. a new program, you have them be able to justify it, maybe on their website, things like that, that it's just kind of things are submitted at the last minute. I think if you put something where a conference agreement, which is the final bill. If you talk about school rock, I think they talk about a conference agreement at the end there. But if it wasn't in the governor's budget, wasn't in the House budget, wasn't in the Senate's budget, then it shouldn't be in the final agreement.
Okay.
Things like that that I think would give people a little bit more trust in the process rather than the last minute things that get found in bills.
Okay. What was your drive like? Man, it's been nasty, hasn't it?
Roads were okay. Yeah. My suburb got plowed last night, okay. So it was a little bit better.
Yeah.
There was one day, I went later to Lansing on Tuesday,
yeah.
But my colleagues that were driving in the morning said it was rough. I was slipping on some bridges.
Yeah.
Tuesday was pretty rough.
What do you listen to? I'm just curious. What do you listen to? Do you listen to music, or do you listen to news talk, or do you have Sirius, or what do you listen to?
So
I know you listen to us
question.
When you can.
I do. I listen to you. You're definitely on the on the presets.
Okay.
But listen to music while mm-hmm. I'm driving my kids to school.
Sure.
Pick up the news for the next half hour, then I go back to music, or I'm doing phone calls on my way, or I have been. It's kind. I don't do New Year's resolutions,
mm-hmm.
but I have been trying to listen to podcasts, just educational ones.
Okay.
To learn something.
Yep.
Makes me more interesting at social parties, things like that.
Well, it is a long drive. I mean, I drive 40 minutes and I'm scrambling for stuff to listen to, but driving to Lansing from the Lakeshore is quite a drive. So you do kind of wear out the things that you listen to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really do.
I have a, not a playlist, but one of the streaming services. And after a couple of weeks, it's like, okay, when are the new songs coming out?
Go.
So you try and change it up.
Well, I'm happy to hear that WGHN is on your preset.
It is.
State Rep.
It
Greg is. Van Workum. That's good to know. CBS News coming up. More local news on the way. We'll check in next month, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.
Grand Haven's favorite.